give God glory in their house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, choir, tell us. Sing it for me now. Jesus.
Jesus is real to me.
Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me too. Just talk to my tears, He helps me to stand. When my broke need a lot of money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me. And no other.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I am your presiding pastor, Pastor Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, and this is the Christmas Story Celebration. It's our Christmas show part two, everyone. The Lord said, get up and do that story today. So that's what I'm doing, and I thank you for joining me. You were just listening to Jeff Wilford in the Volunteer Mass Choir singing Jesus is Real. All right, everyone. The purpose of this show is to, you know, start the tradition of reading the Christmas story at Christmas. You know, you hear about people reading the night before Christmas, especially here in America, as the story of choice to read. But we want to keep this real. And like I always say, we keep it real and keep it moving with J-H-O-M. So we're going to keep this real, and we're going to actually tell the story of Jesus' birth, because that is what we're celebrating. The fact that our Savior came into this earth, as it was written long ago in the Word. And from this, we will gain the knowledge, the acceptance, and the gratitude of what this season is all about. The season is celebrating the greatest gift that God could have ever given us, and that was forgiveness of our sins, and to keep us from death, internal death. He said anyone who believes in my son will have eternal life, which means you will go to heaven and live forever versus going to hell. All right, everyone. The reading for the show is Matthew's, the first chapter, the 17th to the 25th verse, and then Matthew, the second chapter, the 1st to the 23rd verse. I will read the first chapter of Matthew, and then we're going to go into the dance break, and we'll come back and finish the story. So please don't go anywhere after the dance break, because you don't want to miss the ending. This is an interesting story, and we're going to start off at the 17th chapter. Now, for those who want to know what happened between the 1st and the 17th chapter, what it does is give the genealogy, excuse me, I hope I said that right, of Jesus, because, you know, this is the son of David, you know, the son of Abraham. And what this does is link Jesus back to Abraham and links the promise of Abraham to Jesus, which then links it to all of us who he adopted into the family who are not of the Jewish religion. So now we're Christians, we're following Christ, but this gives you the chapters, verses 1 through 16 gives you exactly from Abraham to Jesus how it came about as it was written that Jesus will be born and he will be a descendant of Abraham. Okay, let's start at the 17th chapter because it says it all. Thus, there were 14 generations in all from Abraham to David. 14 from David to the exile to Babylon, and then 14 from the exile to the Messiah. And we read on to the story. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful and to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate his marriage until she gave birth to a son, and they gave him the name Jesus. Everyone, that is the beginning of the Christmas story. The only things I want to say, it pretty much speaks for itself. But there's a couple of things I want to point out that was very, makes Joseph a man of valor. Even though were not to take Mary as his wife because she was found pregnant, which means she had slept with someone else, which was against the law. And he didn't want to disgrace her. That is why he said he was going to divorce her quietly and not bring shame to her. And we have to kind of take that, you know, but as a lesson that when things happen, even if we feel it is against God, we have to listen to what the angels of the Lord say about situations and obey. Imagine if Joseph did not obey and just followed the law. He would have never married. He would never stayed with Mary, and they would not have reared our Savior. All right, everybody. We're going to come back and conclude the story I love the Christmas story. My mom used to read it to me all the time, and that was our tradition. So I'm just sharing it with you now. All right, we're going to move on now to the Sister Poochie Christmas Mix Part 2. I actually decided to do a different mix for this show, and I hope you enjoy it. For those who are just listening all over the world, from Journey Home Outreach Ministry to you and yours, we wish you the most blessed Christmas there is. May the gift that was given to us long ago continue to reign in your life. Let the gift that was given to us long ago continue to save us from ourselves. Everybody, the best gift we're going to get every year is the forgiveness of our sins. God loves us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So this is just not a story. It's not a parable. It's not fiction. This is real. This is what was written, and the prophecy came true. Everybody, you get up on your feet, because you know what the dance mix is all about. 15 minutes praising and glorifying God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the great Trinity, and thinking about what he has done for you. And praising and celebrating. It is Jesus' birthday. His birth signifies our life. Without him, we will be dead in the spirit. And that is what the celebration is all about. So get your spirit up. Get off your feet. Dance around your house if you can. I can't, but dance around the house if you can. But if you can't do anything, you can give him your heart, give him your soul, and most of all, give him your life. Everybody, up on the deck. Here we go. Sister Poochie's Gospel Christmas House Mix. Here we go.
Oh, DJ.
All right, everybody, that was the Sister Poochie's Christmas Mix, Part 2 for 2019. If you're just joining me and you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show, I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, and we are here to celebrate the birth of our Savior, to talk about the real Christmas story, to really get into the fact that God loved us. Boy, does God love us? If you start realizing how much God loves you, you can't help but thank Jesus for the sacrifice that he himself made on our behalf. So today we're celebrating the birth of our Savior, and we're going to go back to the reading of the Word of God. Before I do that, though, if you have not done it, please go to jhom.org, just jhom.org, and there you will find a link to download our app. On the app, you would actually be able to listen to any of the mixes separately. You can listen to the whole show. There's video messages there for me, Bible study, links to all our Facebook pages, a Holy Bible, which is so important for us to have in our possession. So please, I thank those who have downloaded them and already, and I encourage everyone to stay connected with JHOM. We love serving the children of God. Okay, we are at Matthew, the second chapter, and we're going to start out at the first verse. All right. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judah, during the time of King Herod, the Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where's the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw the star when it rose and it came to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judah," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are to be no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from where the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star had been seen when it rose ahead of them, until it stopped over a place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord has said through the prophet. Out of Egypt, I call my son. When Harold realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem that in its vicinity who was 2 years old and under. In accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi, then there was said through Prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up and take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who were trying to kill the child's life are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that the Archelaus was reigning in Judah in places of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets, that he would be called a Nazarene. Everybody, that is the story of how Jesus came into this world. And one of the things I want to point out is that, you know, King Herod, when he found out about the new Messiah, the first thing he wanted to do was kill him. We have to realize that our Savior was born. And ever since he was born, they wanted to kill him. They eventually did kill him. Well, they didn't kill him. He gave his life. Nothing happened that wasn't by the will of God. But as a little boy, they slaughtered innocent blood just to try to get to Jesus. Thank God for the Holy Spirit that comes to us in dreams and visions so that we can see and be warned. It's a communication system. I'm so glad that Joseph listened and obeyed, made sure that our Savior was safe so he can grow up and take his rightful place. And now he sits at the right hand of the Father, just waiting for the day that he will return and reclaim his gift, which is us. Everybody, I hope you enjoy the true story of Christmas. Keep reading. I stopped at, chapter 2, but chapter 3 starts talking about how John the Baptist prepared the way. And so it just begins the whole ministry that Christ had when he was on earth. And it's important for us to know what his ministry is, because all we're doing is emulating him. And I hope this brought some joy into your heart. I hope this show encouraged you in some way. If you so inclined, if you want to make a donation to the ministry, all you have to do is go to jhom.org. Any donation or tithe or anything that will help us further the Great Commission would be truly appreciated. We're 501c3. All donations made in the United States are tax deductible. All right, we're getting ready to roll out of here like we always roll out of here. It was just a short show, but it was powerful. With How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music, everybody. Peace, love, and blessings, and I'll see you after Christmas. All right, everybody. Merry Christmas. Peace.